Matthew and Fishhook feeling a lack of long-term vision here in the city's planning process. Do you agree? You can give us a call on 021-446-0567. You can do what Anonymous has done, send an SMS to 31567 saying, I think those buildings in the rendition pics are the most disgusting things I've ever seen. Really should not be allowed. I'm more in favour of the traffic solution, but I'm not an expert, so not sure if it is the correct one. But the buildings lead me to lose trust in the architects. Michael is also skeptical, saying, I agree completely with your guest. By far the weakest bid was chosen. Token affordable housing, architecturally horrible and nothing creative at all. I would love to hear their justification. I would too, Michael. I know John chatted to Brett Heron yesterday, but I think it's a conversation that needs to be continued in greater depth. Right now, I want to hear a response from Ndifuno Okwazi, who have been such champions of the cause of need for more affordable housing opportunities close to the city. Their spokesperson, Julian Senden, is on the line with me now. Julian, what's your reaction, having had some time to take a look at the bid that has been selected? How do you feel about what they put forward?
Unfortunately, at this stage, it seems like there are more questions than answers. Certainly, the question that comes to mind is this the best deal? So what's proposed at the moment is that there will be, I think it's 3,500 market units, mm-hmm. and just 450 affordable housing units. Now, that really is a token amount of affordable housing. If you consider, for instance, that this is a 6-hectare site that's just between the bridges, plus additional land in Greenpoint, being the traffic department and some other parcels of land, to get just 450 affordable houses out of that is quite frankly a joke. If one considers that a site in Woodstock, for instance, which is just 3 hectares, they're looking at about 500 to 600 units from that alone. So really there's a massive discrepancy there. I think the first thing to do is to realize that, and this is what the last caller, the point that they've just raised now, is really we've landed up with a bad outcome because the brief itself was bad. So the city's intention was to solve both traffic and affordable housing. On that second question, there was no definition of what affordable housing is, who it should be affordable to. Mm-hmm. So really, the proposals were given a significant amount of leeway. The city really did not nailed down what it was trying to achieve. And I think for that, we've ended up with a proposal that is really very weak. And what your listeners might not know is that, this is the only proposal that's making it to the second phase. Now, the second phase is where feasibility and all of those kind of things get tightened and get sharpened. And it's really such a pity that just one proposal made it. That means it's a one-horse race already halfway through the race. And we know, for instance, that one of the other proposals was just 1 point away from making it to the second stage. That would have mean there would be at least a competition between two different bids. At the moment, this one has come out first, like I said, out the gates.
Julian, our previous guest pointed out that in her overview of the proposal that has been selected to go forward, that it didn't concur with any of the almost any of the original criteria set out by the city, that she thought it was actually a very weak submission based on the city's own criteria. Can you get your head around that's what seems to be a glaring problem with this?
Well, I mean, at the moment, we really have very, very little information. I mean, when this prospectus went out, that was all we had to look at, and was a very very flimsy brief, so to speak. But we don't have any of the numbers behind any of the other proposals. We barely know anything about this, besides the fact that it's going to be 3,500 units and a minimum of 450 affordable housing units. It's incredibly difficult to compare this with, say, the other 6 proposals received, because the public just doesn't actually have anything before them.
Julian Senden, thanks for chatting to our spokesperson at Ndifuna Ukwazi, a conversation which needs to continue. I'm aware of the fact that there is a case to be responded to there, including from the developers themselves.